السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولقد سبقت كلمتنا لعبادنا المرسلين إنهم لهم المنصورون وإن جندنا لهم الغالبون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Many lessons we can draw from the day of Ashura, from the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Though about 1380 years have passed, 1385 years since this tragedy, but it is a very rich event that shook the foundation of the humanity, and we have to learn from that day, from that cardinal sacrifice of the Imam, we draw lessons. And today I'm going to speak about two lessons. There are many lessons. I chose two of them to reflect upon. Lesson number one, we learn that if you are a minority, then that is not something wrong. You should not worry because you are a minority, because the vast majority of the people do not share your belief, your doctrine, your tradition. Because from day one that God created this universe, always those who supported the truth and justice were minorities. Always. Examine the entire history of the prophets from first day until probably the end of this life. God says about Nuh, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Only few people. Nuh, who served 950 years. Only few people. وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ. No one believed in him, in his cause, in monotheism. إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Only few. God says to the Prophet, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you want to follow the desire, the whims of the majority of the people of earth, the majority, not minority, the majority, أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ, they're going to misguide you. They're going to take you away from the path of God. يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. God says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ حَرِّضِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى الْقِتَالِ إِنْ يَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ 20 صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُوا 200. Always, the minority is victorious because they follow the truth. And this is what God says in Surah As-Saffat. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Our word, our statement, our affirmation has gone to to our messengers who are our servants, لعبادنا المرسلين, what did we say to them? إنهم verily, indeed, لهم المنصورون. They will be helped. We will help them, though they are minority, but we will help them. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا, our soldiers, our team, though they are minority, لهم الغالبون. They're going to triumph. They're going to be victorious. This is the policy of God. God never said that I'm always with the majority. Never. In fact, God always says in the Quran, I'm always with the minority. Because majority of people, they don't like justice. They don't like justice. They don't like the truth. Today, people, they want a religion which is tailor-made to their own needs, to their own demands, to their own narrow interests. They don't want the truth that supports the cause of a humanity. They want a truth, a religion, a path that supports them, supports their interest. So if there is a clash between their interest and religion, they would leave religion. They would tell you religion is bad. How many people today are leaving religion? How many? Don't think that people are only converting to religion. Maybe there is a bigger rate of those who were born Muslims in Muslim families, Shia families, Sunni families, Sufi families. They are leaving religion. Because religion does not suit their own narrow interests. People look at their own interest. If religion is good for me, I don't care about others. If religion works for me, then I love it. Then this is the truth. If it doesn't work for me, then it is, I don't like it. I don't follow it. Never ever God praised the majority because God is the creator and he knows what goes in our hearts and our minds. God praised the minority who are always steadfast and patient. Who are always steadfast. In chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, the story of Goliath. فَلَمَّا فَصَلَ طَالُوتُ بِالْجُنُودِ قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ. He said to his army, an army of believers, an army of monotheists. They worship God. فَلَمَّا, when he took off with his army, قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهْرٍ فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنِّي وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطْعَمْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُمْ. He said, we're going to pass through a stream. It's a desert. Probably the weather was hot at that season, at that time. So whoever wants to drink from that water, he cannot belong to my army. He's disqualified. But those who drink only, إِلَّا مَنْ اخْتَرَفَ غَرْفَةً بِيَدِهِ. Only a handful of water. Don't drink too much. I know you are thirsty. You have the right to drink to survive. Only to survive. A handful. But when they arrived into that river, they were thirsty. They started drinking and drinking and drinking. They dropped out. 90% of the army dropped out. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَهُ, when he passed the river, قَالُوا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا الْيَوْمِ بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ. We cannot, because they are full. Of course, this is a metaphor. The river is this dunya here, the dunya. God is giving a parable in the Quran. It's literal and metaphor at the same time. Those people who take the dunya, enchanted with the dunya, they want to take as much as they can. Of course, they cannot resist. When your goal, day and night, when we open our eyes in the mornings and we think only in terms of materialism, only in terms of profiting, making money, more money, more money, you're going to lose the power of resistance. The power of saying no is going to be weakened in you. Your spirit is going to be weakened. Why? Because all your focus, materialism, maddiyat, materialism, not ma'nawiyat, not spiritualities. So God gives this example. They took from that water, they were full. After that, they said, unfortunately, we cannot confront the army. They failed. So God says, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. Those who remained true were only a small minority. It was not the majority. Today, my friends, Imam Hussein teaches us, how many Muslims were at that time? We did not have a census at that time. 1308 years ago, exactly. Today, 2019, it's 1308 years after the day of Ashura, with the Gregorian calendar, of course, not the Hijri calendar. We do not have a census to see how many Muslims we had, but we had plenty of Muslims. The size of the Islamic country was so huge at that time. But only 72 people are ready to go with Imam Hussein. What does that tell you? It tells you what the Quran always affirms. The followers of truth and justice are minority, small. Small. طلاب الدنيا كثيرون. The seekers of dunya plenty. But طلاب الآخرة are very small. This is the first lesson we learn from the day of Ashura. But subhanAllah, those 72, they all died thirsty. At least historians say for 48 hours, the water supply was cut off from the camp of Imam Hussein. Today when we drink water, we say As-salamu ala al-Hussein wa ala ashab al-Hussein. Everyone, every believer who sips water today, we remember those who died thirsty. They didn't get a chance to drink water. Today we drink water and we greet them, we salute them for their resistance, for their resilience, for their steadfastness. So this is the first lesson. Always, people who follow truth are a minority. Don't be worried being a minority, being a small number. And the majority is never, never, ever has been a proof that you are right. I always say, people say, why we are a minority? Maybe we are wrong. I say, no, look at the majority. Who are the majority of the people of earth today out of 7.5 billion people? Are they believers, Muslims? They are not. Muslims, you know, if we exaggerate, they are 1.2, 1.3 billion. So the vast majority are non-Muslims. This is a proof. Imam Ali says, when you are alone, lonely, on the path of righteousness, don't be afraid. Don't say, I'm alone here. I always say to some sister, they say, I'm the only hijabi in my school. I say, this is privilege for you, privilege. God wants you to be the only jewel in that school. So don't say, I'm a minority, maybe I'm wrong. 99% of the girls in my school are without hijab. I'm the only one, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they are more intelligent, they know the truth. No, not necessarily. Some people are intelligent, but they cling more to the material life. Don't say, I'm the only one who pays zakat. People around me, nobody is paying. This is their problem. Because you are a minority. Because not all people like truth and justice. Someone came to me the other day. She said, I was invited to a wedding, but then I found out that they serve alcohol in the wedding. So I decided not to go. But others, they knew that there is alcohol, but still they went. Some of them wearing hijab, they went to that wedding. So she said, I felt I'm lonely. I said, why do you feel you are lonely? You are doing right. Let's all people go to that wedding. If you know it is wrong, you should not go. Even if you are alone, even if you are one person, don't go. Resist. This is what the Quran teaches us to do. This is what all the prophets came for. This is the core message of Imam Hussein. Not to say I'm a minority. Look what the majority is doing. Don't look at the majority. Look at what is right and what is wrong. Look where the truth is, where justice is. Look at that one. Don't look at numbers. The second lesson we learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When you do something, you have to ask for the highest price. Don't sell your time, your effort, your life cheap. Don't give it cheap. And my friends, when you sell yourself to people, people are going to buy you cheaply. People devalue you. Always. People underestimate your value. The only one who gives the best price is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what he says in the Quran. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ So if you want to do a deal, do it with God. Don't do it with people. People devalue your effort, believe me. They don't give you the right price. So why bothering yourself making a deal with people? Make your deals with God. Say to God, I'm doing this for you. And I want the price from you. I want the reward from you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ In exchange for paradise, Jannah. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ They fight. Sometimes fighting with sword. Sometimes fighting with your brain, with your logic. With your ilm, with your knowledge. With your effort. With your manners, with your akhlaq. This is another type of resistance. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا A promise that is binding, a promise binding upon God. وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا In the Torah. فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ In three books. We made this promise, God says. A promise binding upon me. In the Torah, in the Gospel, and the Quran. وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا في التوراة والإنجيل والزبور and who is truer than God more true than God in his in fulfilling the promise فاستبشروا ببيعكم be joyous in this bargain that you made with God ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم so my friends Don't sell your efforts to people. How do we sell our efforts to people? Do you know? I'll give you an example. Simple example. Some of the work we do, though we consider it to be a religious work, but it is not for God. It is for people. Many of the services we provide, even some of the majalis, they are not done to satisfy God. They are done to satisfy the community. To get the admiration, the praise of the community, not God. This is a simple example. To show off, riya, ostentation. Many of the work that many people do, it's not for the sake of God. It's to get people's attention and people's praise. In this case, you are selling your effort very cheap. People are going to undervalue it, underestimate it, devalue it. You're going to lose your effort. But if you do it only for God, God will give you the best price in the market. And this is what Imam Hussein taught us. Imam Hussein could have done something else with his life. He was only 58 years old. He was not that old. Only 58. He could have done something else for the people. For the sake of people's praise, people's admiration. He didn't do that. He said, I'm going to do it for the sake of God. He gave his life for the sake of God. Some people in Medina came to him, they said to him, don't go to Iraq, don't go to Karbala, don't go to Kufa, don't kill yourself. He said, this is a promise I made with my grandfather Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A pledge that I gave to my grandfather when I was a child. He told me all these stories. You guys, you know about it today. I knew about this 50 years ago. My grandfather told me everything. Everything, from A to Z. And I made a pledge. I made a covenant with him, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go. He didn't listen. Some people today, they accuse him. He made the wrong choice. Some historians today, they say, why Hussein killed himself? He committed suicide. This is what they say in their sermons and their books. In their analysis, did he commit suicide? Hussein, who brought resurrection to the entire humanity, this is suicide? This is martyrdom. This is the difference between martyrdom and suicide. Martyrdom, you listen to God. Even if people do not support you, you listen to God because you know this is the right thing I'm doing. Even if people do not support me, even if people try to deter me from going, I would still go, because this is what God wants me to do. This is another lesson we learn from the day of Ashura. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.